Coming off of a Christmas break to come into the studio, the head coach of the nationally ranked Mexico High academic team, Dale Schinnewerk. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in here. We kind of wanted to recap how things were going. You know, last year I know that you had quite a few games on your schedule. Kind of a lighter schedule this year. Tell us how the first half of the season went, if you will.
Well, the first half got off to a great start at home. We hosted our fall tournament, and the A team came out, swept through that tournament. We saw a tournament go dead in Mizzou. We're hoping to go back there in January and start off second semester at Mizzou. We went to Wash U and, again, beat the best teams in the state and went undefeated there. Saw the B and C teams, kind of your freshman, sophomore, JV players, have some success early in the season and really get a good start for what they look to have for next year to carry on that torch.
No doubt. Remind everybody where you are ranked at currently as a Mexico High academic team in the nation.
Well, we've been waiting since November for an update, but right now we're still number eight. In the national rankings, and hope to stay right about there as the next set comes out shortly.
Sure. Now, when are you in action next? I know we just started January, but you guys have a pretty nice little break in between there, right?
We don't go back till January 25th when we go to Mizzou for the return of Tiger Bowl.
Return of Tiger Bowl. Some of the teams there?
It'll be a lot of your best teams in the state coming back again.
Okay, very nice. Your goal, of course, every year is to win a state championship. You've come very, very close. Have the goals changed this year, or what are you guys kind of trying to achieve? What are you striving for?
Well, I think you come in, you want to win conference, knowing that the NCMC is on its way out. We'd love to win it the last 2 years, so we got to win it this year first. We aim to win districts. Never want to take that for granted, and win sectionals, get to state, but you got to think we got to win state this year. That's got to be our goal number one. And then our goal is to not just go to two national tournaments this year, but to be in the top 10 for both and to win one.
Nice. Do you know where those national tournaments are going to be held at, where you will be competing?
The one we've gone to the last several years is back in Chicago, and that'll be in early June. Then one that we've added to our schedule tentatively is in Atlanta, Georgia, and play in NAQT's High School National Championship Tournament.
Hotlanta. That will be a nice trip for sure. You did say that there was a little bit of a change this year to the North Central Missouri Conference Tournament as to when that's going to be held. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the conference coaches before the end of the calendar year got together and said, hey, there's this really big tournament at Wash U the same weekend. We're scheduled to have our conference tournament, and why don't we move it? And we're looking to bring it to Mexico this year, but it'll be a weekday hosted at the high school.
All right, that'll be an interesting change there. So you guys back in action towards the end of this month. When is that?
Towards the end of January, January 25th at Mizzou. Okay. But we're coming off our biggest tournament where we went to Illinois, and us being in the top 10 nationwide, we got a chance to play three other top 10 teams and came out 2-1, with the one loss being against the number 6 team on a tiebreaker question. So I feel like when I say top 10 in nationals, we really want to start pushing towards, we want to be in that final, and I think we can do it.
That was the big five-hour trip both ways, right?
It was quite the drive.
How did that end up? Did everybody end up okay in one piece?
We all made it home, and I'm not sure we're all rested, but taking home third place kind of feels pretty good in that tournament.
Absolutely. Well, we want to say congratulations on the first half of the season, and great success to you as you compete for a state title and a national championship this second half of the season.
All right. Well, thank you very much.